This is Stop Anxiety, the ultimate guide to overcoming anxiety. Learn the proven methods and practices on how to stop struggling with anxiety and start living your best life. Written by Florian Helms. Read by Marcus Malenga. Chapter 1. Do a self audit. List down all the things that cause you anxiety. This assumes that you know what anxiety is and that you have certain feelings towards certain things in many areas of your life. Write down all the things that you fear. Since a lot of people are unclear about what causes them anxiety or what anxiety exactly is, we're just going to say by a self-audit regimen that uses strong emotions or strong feelings as a guideline. List down the things you are guilty of. These are things that you are remorseful of. These are things that you wish you didn't happen. Maybe these are things that you did in the past or said in the past. Write them all down. Write down the things you are doubtful of. Do you have relationships that you are doubtful of? Maybe you feel like you don't love your parents. Maybe you feel like your parents don't love you. Whatever it is, write down the things that you are doubtful of. Write off the top of your head. Be as spontaneous as possible. There is no such thing as a right or wrong answer. So write down everything, because we're trying to come up with a full audit of everything that's knocking around in your head. Give yourself time to write out full list. If it takes a couple of days or even a week or two, that's okay. Just give yourself the time to write a completely exhaustive list of all the things that you are anxious about. Chapter 2. Prioritize your list. Rank your list in terms of intensity. Read your lists and rank them in terms of intensity. When you think about, for example, the father you never knew because he abandoned you when you were still in your mother's womb or when you were a little kid, how do you feel about that? How intense is the emotion? What kind of emotions do you feel? Do this for all the things that you have listed. This is going to take some time. Give yourself time to adequately gauge intensity. Since you're going through each item and each has its own unique emotional impact on you, give yourself some time to do this. Think through each item on the list. Now that you've given yourself enough time to adequately gauge or appraise the intensity of the emotions of your memories, you need to take one extra step. This is a very important step. Avoid the tendency to read into the intensity of the emotions. In plain English, this means that the emotions have to be intense in and of themselves. Be completely honest. Please understand that you're not trying to impress anybody here. You're not trying to prove something. You're not trying to be some sort of role model. Nobody's watching. Nobody is going to see your list, so it's extremely important that you be completely honest with yourself. Chapter 3. Categorize your anxiety challenges. Start categorizing your most intense anxieties. Starting with the anxieties that really get you goat, ask yourself where they relate to. Can you come up with a broad theme that unites them? Are they things that happened in the past? Are they things that involve some sort of abuse? Are they things that you regret? Categorize all your anxieties. This is going to take a while, but you need to categorize all the anxieties that you have listed based on the theme that you have detected. I have to admit, coming up with categories for memories and emotions that you have can be quite confusing. This is why it's a good idea to feel free to mix and match different categories. Please understand that there is no one perfect category that would fit most of your emotional experiences. Just feel free to mix and match to come up with new categories that are more
Sample complete. Ready to continue?